Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that, it's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey everyone, Owen and Murph here with your weekly reminder of what's been happening on the world service. Hi, Ciarán.
Hey Owen, how's it going?
It's going okay. We're only going to play one clip for people today, though, because one of the stories we covered dominated things, got a really big reaction from our members. It was about Ahmaud Arbery, a 25-year-old black man out for a jog around a white neighbourhood in the US who was shot dead in the street in February 2020. Last Friday, the three men responsible were each handed life sentences for murder. On Wednesday's podcast, we explored the life and death of this young man. We heard in fairly stark terms how the simple act of going out for a run in a white neighbourhood made Ahmaud a target, and why black Americans don't feel the same freedom to run as white people do. Our guest was Mitchell S. Jackson, who wrote an amazing piece about all this for Runner's World magazine, for which he won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Magazine Award for Feature Writing.
For a black person to run is an assertion of their humanity and their freedom, things that America has fixed circumstances. And so it really struck me how much since I wrote this story, how many people were appalled that Ahmaud couldn't run. Not that he was a human being that was murdered under these circumstances, but that they connected with the running part of it and the freedom. And I am heartened that they found that connection to him as a person and through their own running. But then I also think, well, why, like, what is the importance of the running? Like, to me, the importance was that he was targeted for being a black person with all of that, all those stereotypes, and that is what ended his life. It strikes me as interesting that seems to be the thing that kind of galls people the most, is that he could not run. I just think it's something that when you have privilege, you kind of take for granted that you can move through the world in the way that you want and that you won't be targeted. And I think that's something that's not afforded to black people in this, in all the areas of America that I know.
That full conversation is available for you now on the World Service. It really was. It was fascinating to hear from Mitchell Jackson. The piece is also online, obviously, the Runner's World feature that he wrote and won those awards for. We've tweeted a link to it if you want to have a look at it, because it's just an extraordinary piece of writing, both in how he details what happened on that day to poor Ahmaud, but also those broader themes that I discussed there about the complex relationship between Black America and running, as well as Mitchell weaving his own life story to a certain extent through the piece as well. Just unbelievable.
And Mitchell obviously had his own struggles in the early part of his life, and there were so many echoes, and that's a word we'll come back to, but so many echoes for Mitchell in Ahmaud's life. And it's been a weird 24 hours, 36 hours in Ireland as well. And so often you look for echoes, you look for mirrors in people's lives and people's experiences, and that's what gave Mitchell's article about Ahmaud just the power that it had, the possibility that this could be anyone in their community, the senselessness of it, the randomness of it, and that's what gave it its power.
You mentioned what's been going on in this country in the last 24 hours, Murph, and it was shortly after we released that episode on Ahmaud Arbery, actually, the tragic news broke that a 22-year-old primary school teacher, Aisling Murphy, was murdered while out jogging in broad daylight in Tullamore yesterday afternoon. This is just a horrendous, horrendous thing. At the time of recording, a man in his 40s is still being detained in connection with the murder, and everyone's just trying to get their heads around what happened. The echoes of the chat, as you say, with Mitchell Jackson are clear here, and that black Americans don't feel the same freedom to run as white people do. And unfortunately, the same can be said for women who have long felt at a minimum discomfort and oftentimes fear when just out exercising, out running in public.
Yeah, and we referenced Runner's World to say that it was the original publication that printed Mitchell's piece. We've referenced since on the show about some of the statistics that a survey done by Runner's World revealed about just the level of harassment that women have to put up with while out exercising, while running alone.
60% of women said they'd been harassed when running. 6%, so that's more than 1 in 20, said they'd felt threatened to such an extent by harassment while running that they feared for their lives. This is a couple of the headlines from that article, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And God, I mean, if this doesn't prompt a conversation amongst men as to just why this happens, you know, male violence against women is not a women's problem, it's a men's problem. And, you know, we all have to try and wrestle with it. And I think that every right-minded individual has been wrestling with kind of what you put out into society and just the ripples that has on, you know, half the population. Like, it's something we all have to try and deal with. But yeah, for now, it's just unbelievable sadness and condolences to the Murphy family in Tullamore and just to the wider community that I think, you know, she was obviously just such a shining light in.
Absolutely. I think you put it well. Thanks, Ciarán.
Thank you, Owen.
Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully see you in the World Service. Take care.
Whose phone is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
World Service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.